You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. Melissa Flynn is the executive director of the Green City Market, and she joins us now on the Team Hochberg phone line. Melissa, welcome to WGN.
Thanks so much for having me.
So I was at my farmer's market up in the northern suburbs this weekend, and there seemed to be an unusual frenzy, and I finally figured out it was the last week that they were wrapping up. We've got good news in Chicago, right? You guys are extending.
We are, for our first time in 21 years. We will be open in November, both at our Lincoln Park and West Loop locations. So we'll be open Saturdays, November 7th, 14th, and 21st. So leading up to Thanksgiving, making sure everyone can get great produce for the Thanksgiving holiday.
What's left?
Oh, such great produce this time of year. Brussels sprouts are coming in. You've got wonderful broccoli, cauliflower, all the great winter squashes. Delicata squash is an absolute treat this time of year. So there's really still a ton to get at market.
Yeah, we actually picked up some delicata squash. It's a favorite of my wife, so we're going to have that this weekend, I'm sure. It's been a challenging year for the farmers market, right? For the first time ever, you're open into November, but for the first time ever, you weren't open in, what, April or May?
Right. It really has been, for everyone, such a challenging year. We typically have our indoor market at the Peggy Notabart Nature Museum. And of course, like everyone else in March, we're told, okay, you can't come in this weekend. Hopefully you'll be open next weekend. And of course, we know how that ended up. So our last indoor market was February 29th. And by April 1st, when we realized we really aren't going to be open again, we pivoted quickly and set up a delivery and pickup system through our app called What's Good.
And so that kind of took off. I think I saw you had more than 7,000 people sign up for that.
Yeah, it really has been an essential lifeline for our farmers through all of this. It's been fantastic, both for the farmers and for the shoppers.
So how does that work? People sign up on the app, they order what they want, and it's delivered to them, or they go to a market to pick it up?
So they have a couple of options. Absolutely, they sign up online and they can choose to have product delivered to them, but they can also choose to pick it up curbside at our market or pick up at one of our locations. There are people that still want to come to the market, but they don't really feel comfortable going in for whatever their medical history may be. And so they can order all the great produce, we'll aggregate it for them, and they can just pull up and we'll put it right in their trunk for them.
To be honest with you, Melissa, I don't like vegetables that much, but I love vegetable markets. So, I mean, well, right. You know what? I know you know what I'm talking about. It becomes sort of a social event or sort of a pillar of a neighborhood. And that was lacking for all of us this summer, for many of us.
It really, the whole feel when we weren't open in May in our usual place. So we ended up, normally we're open the first Saturday in May. We weren't allowed to be open until June 13th in Lincoln Park and June 20th in West Loop. And the comments and the outpouring of people just saying, it doesn't feel like summer without being at the market. I miss my farmers. I miss seeing the people that I normally see at market. And so really, it is such a part of people's weekly routine that to not have it did seem off to everybody, for sure.
What happened once it opened up? I mean, what were your crowds like? I would imagine they built a little bit, but probably didn't get back up to last year's levels.
Exactly. So we still are seeing quite a few people come through, but down probably about 30% from where we'd normally be, 30 to 40, depending on the week. But what we are seeing is that the people who are coming through really are there to shop. We are part of their habit. We're part of their grocery buying way they do things. So that's been great for the farmers.
What's been the best crop this year? I mean, you talked about what's in harvest now, but was there a stellar in my backyard garden that my wife tends? We had great cucumbers this year.
I will say, gosh, I have eaten just a ton of tomatoes this year, a ton of corn from Smith's Farm. And right now, I always look forward to apple season. There is no comparison from a farm fresh apple to a grocery store bought apple. So I always anxiously look forward to this. And of course, strawberries earlier on in the summer were fantastic.
We're talking to Melissa Flynn, the executive director of the Green City Market, also named number 7 on the 26 most influential people in Chicago by Modern Luxury. What's that about, Melissa?
That was really quite an unexpected honor to be named with so many other incredible people doing so much for their communities. That was just a really great surprise.
Well, that is part of it, right? You do a lot for the community. Tell me about the Bronzeville project that you've got going on.
So we are no longer doing that project, but we have shifted and working with last year with schools and this year with the Southside YMCA. What we have found is that it really is more impactful and better for the community when we are working with an entity that people really relate to help.
Interesting,
so
yeah.
For example, at the Southside Y, we were able to do an education program for their campers as well as their counselors. And we're talking about longer term plans of how do we continue to get food on the South Side? How do we work with these organizations who are doing such great work with families in need in the community? So we're really looking at expanding our offerings through other community-based organizations and how can we partner to reach and help more people.
I would imagine if the infrastructure is already there, why not work through them, the people who know the neighborhoods and the people
Absolutely.
Who are known by the neighborhoods?
It just makes it more successful and more people are more willing to try and open to working with you that way.
What have you picked up from the farmers about their year this year? Were they left with crops wanting in the field, or were they able to sort of get whole by finding other places to sell?
It has been sort of just an absolute roller coaster of a year. So when we started talking in March about the markets being closed, I had lots of conversations with farmers saying, do we plant less this year? What do we do? Are we going to have an outlet? So the first thing we did was just start putting up more information on our website and our social channels so that people could order directly from the farmers while we were trying to get our delivery platform up and running. What we have also seen is an uptick in CSAs, community supported agriculture. For the last couple of years, I would say that revenue stream has gone down for most farmers. But this year, when grocery store shelves were empty and people weren't able to get the food that they wanted, a lot of them turned to farmers to get food directly from them. So their CSA orders really picked up this year.
I think people don't realize how hard these farmers work.
Yeah, a lot of our farmers will start packing their trucks at maybe 2-3 in the morning as they drive in from wherever they are. It takes them a couple hours to set up. We're always setting up in the dark. I've certainly learned the power of a good headlamp in this job. but they work so hard. And then when they finish their however long at their respective markets, they're driving back, they're unloading the trucks, they're washing everything, putting everything back and getting ready for the next day because many of them do multiple markets a week. It is truly back-breaking work and unfortunately really undervalued work for those farmers that are growing sustainably.
Well, the good news is you've got another month until November 21st to go and meet those farmers at the Lincoln Park Market and the West Loop Market. Melissa, thanks very much for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Melissa Flynn, the Executive Director of Green City Market. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News on 720 WGN.